with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ahead of U.S. officials meeting with Chinese diplomats on the tariff issue in Switzerland, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is not backing off his China tariffs.
The president still remains with his position that he is not going to unilaterally bring down tariffs on China. We need to see concessions from them as well. And again, that's part of the reason that Secretary Bessent is going to talk to his Chinese counterparts this weekend to start those discussions in person. As for the 80% number, that was a number the president threw out there, and we'll see what happens this weekend. And always in the effort of transparency, I'm sure you'll hear directly from the Treasury Secretary or the President after those negotiations conclude.
President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, has been arrested at a federal immigration detention center where he's been protesting its opening this week. A federal prosecutor says on the social platform X that Ross Baraka committed trespass Friday and ignored warnings to leave the Delaney Hall facility. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is SRN News. A new charge against Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business appears to be deeply into the trade in transgender drugs. Live Action has revealed phone calls to Planned Parenthood branches in multiple states that seem to indicate that they are willing to provide cross-sex hormones to children with almost no involvement from a doctor or parent. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that, quote, vulnerable children are being fast-tracked into irreversible hormone treatments with almost no medical oversight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania State Senate has approved a bill to ban males from competing in women's and girls' sports at the collegiate and K-12 levels. The legislation passed 32-18 with five Democrats crossing party lines to join with all 27 Republicans in voting yes. However, the measure is unlikely to get a vote in Pennsylvania's Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. This is SRN News. The U.S. government will stop tracking the costs of extreme weather related to climate change.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will no longer track the cost of climate change-fueled weather disasters, including floods, heat waves, and wildfires. NOAA says that its National Centers for Environmental Information will no longer update its billion-dollar weather and climate disasters database beyond 2024. Scientists say that these weather events are becoming increasingly more frequent, costly, and severe, wreaking havoc on the insurance industry and homeowners who are at risk of skyrocketing rates. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A half-ton spacecraft launched by the Soviet Union 53 years ago is expected to fall back to Earth this weekend. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.